Hey, howdy. A friend of mine told me the Pinkles, they could win. Wow, they can't win. He said they can. That makes me as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. That's a bad thing. We got to get over that and quit talking like that and quit thinking about that. We got to win. We got to win in November in America. We got to win in Canada. We got to win in, pick a country, many countries. When I say we, I'm talking about people who have a mind, people who can think, people who are right. Got it. Now, we have a House Democrat, speaking about minds or lack thereof, recently suggested that Black Americans will be exempt from paying taxes as a form of getting past all this slavery stuff. If you're Black, maybe you moved to America last year from Africa. Doesn't matter, you should still be paid in some manner. And of course, her suggestion is that you don't pay taxes. But then she went on to say, it may not really matter because the people in this neighborhood, the Blacks, they don't pay taxes anyway. Oh boy, they walk among us, don't they? She talked herself kind of into a circle, into a corner, in a circle. I got a text this morning from the New York Sun, kind of interesting. It says, when the stakes are highest, America's leaders turn to a trusted source. This is rare that someone in the mainstream media sends out texts and emails to people like me, and I guess to the masses of the great unwashed, and says, we print the real stuff. Everyone else is fake news, but we're not. Goes on to say, when you are the news, you can't afford but anything but the facts. Find out why President Trump reads and shares the New York Sun. It's real American journalism. Good for them. I'm going to sign up. Now, United States, they're running short of power. Who would have thunk it? Electric cars. And I get out of California and so many other places. They say, don't use your air conditioner this week because the grid is going to go down. Oh, but you have to own an electric car by this year and that year. And so many countries are doing the same thing. It's bizarre. But let's just talk about a couple of places in the US of A. Georgia, for instance, demand for industrial power is surging to record highs. It's 17 times more than what they projected. How's that happen? That's just staggering. And you have a man by the name of Jason Shaw. He's the chairman of the Public Service Commission, which regulates electricity. And he says, how can the projections be so wrong? Do the weapons of mass destruction come to mind and so many other things? How did we screw up like that? This has created a challenge like we've never seen before. That's going to happen in the country. You're going to have people stranded everywhere. I'm going to go to the farmer and get a pail of power so I can get my car going. This isn't going to end well. It's all because of leadership or lack thereof, but it's the leaders that are in power today. They're dumb. They're just dumb as sticks. I mean, this is not good. This is a very dangerous thing. Thank goodness in America, at least there's an election coming up pretty soon. Y'all got to vote right, right? I mean, you can't have these people running that country anymore, the people that are. Donald Trump. This is with regard to the State of the Union address, and I watched it. When I saw Biden, my words to other people were, I think I even used it on a show, he's jacked up. I mean, there's something wrong. I mean, he's an angry old man, but he's kind of connecting the sentences and everything, and he's not stumbling around. He's jacked up on something. I've never taken a drug in my life. I've never even smoked pot, not even once, but I used to drink with both hands, so I kind of know stuff. And I said, this guy looks like he's on something. Here's what Trump said yesterday. Joe Biden, State of the Union. He was higher than a kite. And if I'm ever going to have a debate with him, he's got to be drug tested first. Of course, the left is losing their mind over this. And how dare you? But I think it's a pretty good point. You know, then he goes on to say he's obviously being helped in some way because most of the time he looks like he's falling asleep. All of a sudden he walks up there. He did a poor job, but he wasn't asleep any longer. He was all jacked up. Trump, he makes me laugh. Now, California, the last thing here of the day, the left kind of makes me laugh, but they're scary because they have power. Like, here it is. The new California statewide legislation went into effect a few days ago. They're now enforcing this $20 minimum wage. But if a restaurant sells their own makes and sells their own bread, they're exempt. I'm speechless, you see? How can that make sense? If you bake and make your own bread, you're exempt from the $20 an hour. You can go do the 15. Guess what? Everyone's going to go buy one of those easy bake ovens. I would. And start making bread. To save bread, that'd be money. Y'all come back.